tonight is a victory for the grassroots.
It was a come-from-behind win for the 41-year-old Houston attorney who finished more than 10 points behind Lieutenant Governor David Dewhurst in the primary.
It is a testament to Republican women, to Tea Party leaders, and to grassroots conservatives. This is how elections are supposed to be decided, by we the people.
In the past 2 months, Cruz surged past Dewhurst, casting himself as a fighter, leveraging fiery debate performances and a groundswell of support from Tea Party activists. National figures like Sarah Palin, Rick Santorum, and Glenn Beck endorsed Cruz's message of limited government and a return to the Constitution. Local volunteers put up yard signs, knocked on doors, and worked phone banks. 24-year-old Richard Morgan of Dallas was among the Tea Party supporters who celebrated Cruz's win in Arlington.
I've met Cruz probably 20 different times now at different events, and I've believed in him for a year now since I've got to know him, but to see him actually pull it off was real exciting.
Dewhurst told supporters he hadn't expected to lose.
This is not quite the way I envisioned the evening to start, especially in light of my conservative record and all the things that we've accomplished here in the state of Texas. I'm very proud.
After more than a decade in statewide office, Dewhurst was better known than Cruz and led the race until a few weeks ago. But Cruz's high-voltage energy outflanked Dewhurst's reserved campaign style.
Millions of Americans are rising up to reclaim our country, to defend liberty, and to restore the Constitution.
Cruz harnessed the discontent among voters and forced Dewhurst to defend his conservative credentials. Cruz's upset victory has already propelled him onto the national scene where he could, if elected in November, become a conservative superstar in the Senate. Shelley Koffler, KERA News.